Sam Panionovich is the sports betting analyst. The Bears play the Packers at home Thursday night. That'll be the first game of the season for the NFL, right?
That's correct. They're kicking off 100, year 100, with Bears and Packers on the lakefront. Bears are a three-point favorite. You know what that means, right?
I have no idea what any of this means.
So Las Vegas and the markets around the world. It used to just be Las Vegas, but now you've got almost 15 states in America where you can actually walk in and make a bet, including Indiana and Iowa. So we're being suffocated right now.
I got an idea, Illinois. Drag your heels on this because there's no sense in cashing in while everybody else does.
I wonder if you'll be able to make a bet in Lake Michigan before you can make a bet in Illinois. That'd
there's
be
probably
something.
A line, a big red line, and when you cross it, boom.
There probably is. But the Bears are a three-point favorite, which means Vegas and the markets around the country and also around the world say that they are 3 points better than Green Bay. And the point total, so combined points for both the Bears and the Packers, 46.5. So do your math now. 21-20, 34-31. The number to beat over or under is 46.5.
So if the Bears win by two,
the Packers cover the spread.
I still lose.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I need the and if the Bears win by three,
you get your money back. It's a push. It's like kissing a sister.
And if the Bears win by four,
you get your money.
So you get your money back isn't really doing any good. You want to win.
Win by four or more.
And if I bet $100 and it's a three-point spread and the Bears win by four and I have $100, how much money do I get?
Well, you'd bet 110 to win 100, so you'd cash your ticket, you'd walk back up with your ticket, and you'd get 210 back.
I don't know what you just said. I go up to a guy.
Do you walk up to a Connor and you give them $110?
I give them $110
because you're paying a 10% tax.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you're way behind here.
So to bet $100, it cost me $110.
Yes, sir.
The state. Okay, now I have a $100 bet, and it's cost me $110. Keep going.
So your $110 that you put down, if you win the bet, you get the $110 back, and you get the $100 that you win.
Really,
so you get $210.
So then, not two tens, but $210.
Yes.
I give my ticket, and I get the 110 back plus 100.
Yes.
Well, shoot. All we got to do is...
It's like rocket science in here.
They ought to put this in the papers, because I like its chances. Because, yeah, I'll take that. You don't think the Bears won't win by 4 points? The thing is, we don't know what this how ready this offense is, but I like that.
I like the under in the game. I think this is a low-scoring, black-and-blue division type game. I think it's 21-20, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know who wins. And that'll make a lot of people look, whoa, you're going to pick the Packers. I didn't pick the Packers. I said I'm not confident going against Aaron Rodgers. And there are some that are. I saw Adam Hogue, great Bears reporter, great Bears writer here at GN, said 13-3, and he's got him winning the Super Bowl. That's about as optimistic as you can get. I think it's more 9-7, 10-6. Can they win the Super Bowl? Yes, they can. I think they're one of the best five teams in the league. Am I picking them to win the Super Bowl? No, I'm not.
You're not confident enough with either team, though, to take 3 points, no points. You're not interested in that.
If I had to pick one of the two, I'd probably lay the three with the Bears. But like I said, the number that keeps coming in my brain is 21-20. To me, I like that more than I like a side.
Right,
I think it's 21-20. How about this? What if it's 21-20 Packers and Eddie Pinheiro comes up with a chance to win the game on a field goal? How about 23-21 Bears? Are you happy or no?
No, it's still under 46.5.
Yes, sir.
So you'll take the under on that.
I will.
Here's another, what do we call these things? Prop bets?
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Mack for the season, 13.5 sacks. That's the number in Vegas?
12.5 last year. No, that's a homemade prop that I made. You can actually bet some of these things around the world. And I mentioned a lot of these different shops now. There's a place in New Jersey that will soon be at Hawthorne here in Illinois whenever they launch. PointsBet is the name of the company. And they're making all the numbers and they're shooting their numbers around the country. And whichever shop wants to use their numbers, you can use their numbers. On Thursday Night Football, Bears and Packers, PointsBet will let you bet that game 283 ways. Will Khalil Mack get a sack? Yes or no. Will Mitch Trubisky throw a touchdown? Yes or no. And all these different bets have prices. So those are bets you can make. These are just hypothetical numbers I made for you because I love you. I made the number for you, Khalil Mack sacks, 13.5. Last year,
season.
He had 12.5. He only played 14 games.
I know, but you're banking on another. I mean, what will lead the NFL in a given season for sacks?
17, 18, 19. Aaron Donald, I think, had 20 last year.
13.5. What do you think of that number?
I think it's a great number because I made it.
I know that, but I mean, I was inclined off the air to go with the under on that. Because
you believe in regression.
I do.
But the defense, here's the thing. I understand that logic. The defense could be even better, though, because you have growth from a lot of the younger players. Roquan Smith should be better. Leonard Floyd should be better. Eddie Goldman should be better. Eddie Jackson should be better. If all those players are better, does it not make Khalil Mack better?
Yeah, but maybe they throw two. Not that they didn't see him coming last year, but maybe they throw more guys at him this year, and so other guys are getting the sacks that Khalil used.
But that's why this is so fascinating, because you and I literally just threw a number on a piece of white paper, and we're having a conversation about it.
All right, so I'm going to take the under on that.
Okay.
Akeem Hicks tackles for loss 11.5.
He had 12 last year.
He's a zip code. He is amazing.
He's huge.
Yeah. No.
What do you think?
I don't have a feel for tackles for loss.
You could pass then.
Yeah, right. 11.5.
My favorite one is the one at the bottom of the list, because that's the most polarizing one in the city. That's the most polarizing thing in the city, the kicker.
You know, here's what you can do. If you want to screw up your chances of having a successful team and a successful kicker, talk about it. Put Pretz on it. Everything. Fly helicopters. Get in his face. Get in his head and go, boy, you better not miss. And do that wiggly thing with your fingers at him. Ooh, you
jazz
better
hands.
Not miss.
Jazz hands.
Do jazz hands at him, because that's really going to make it easy for him to just focus on the task at hand. And God forbid he miss one. God forbid he doink one. We are all so prepped for a black cat scenario here. Let's not make our field goal kicker the GOAT that the Cubs had to deal with.
He was the GOAT last year.
Team missed field goals 5.5.
it's fun to do this.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
That's the regular season number. So they play 16 games, and that's a whole team thing. I figured 5.5 was a good number. And here are some kickers in years past. Last year, Cody Parkey was 23 for 30, so he missed 7. You go back to the Robbie Gould era, though, in Chicago.
Yeah.
26 of 29, 21 of 25, 24 of 28, 26 of 29, 32 of 36. So it can be done. They can put them through. But I raise it up. I have it about 5.5 missed field goals.
Well, it's a good thing we got rid of that goal guy, huh?
I don't think he's missed since. He was 10 for 10 with the Giants. He was 39 of 41 with the Niners 2 years ago. Last year, 33 of 34.
Refresh my memory. I know there was some bad blood, but I mean, why did he leave again?
Ryan Pace got rid of him about a week or two before the season started because they didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, but the last field goal that he attempted for the Bears, what happened there?
I don't think it was anything bad. Not that I remember.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of the Vikings.
I think it was just dollars and cents. Yeah, you're thinking of Blair Walsh, the kicker for the Vikings that shanked one of the left. They lost to Seattle in the playoffs.
And that was the end of that. Okay, so team missed field goals, 5.5 for those of you keeping score at home. These are homemade exotic props. Bears regular season wins, you've got the over-under at 9.5.
Now, in Vegas, it's 9. In New Jersey, it's 9. This is not exactly a homemade prop, but that's homemade juice.
That's your number.
Well, because if we're in Chicago and I say the numbers, over, take the over! So I put it at 9.5. I think they could beat 10-6, like I said. But a lot of people in a lot of different places are banking on this regression that you've sort of hinted at.
They're 9 is the number?
9 is the number in Las Vegas.
Does that make us 9-7?
Now, the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bears all have the same win total, 9. It's the same for all three teams in Las Vegas.
I would take 10. Are you kidding me? I'd take 9.5. I guess you can't have 9.5, but I'd take 10. If the line was 9, I would go 10.
Well, get on a plane. Fly out there.
I go, go to Indiana. I could walk.
You could. Well, you could jet ski. You could just go along the lake.
I told you how much I like jet skiing and asked you if you had one.
This is a good number. I like this one because this is the one that really gets you to think. If you're really optimistic about the Bears this year, and I gave you, say that the S&P was open here and I was taking bets, and I put the number for Bears playoff wins at 1.5, what would you do?
Okay, we'll pick it up here in a minute. 312-981-7200. Your thoughts, please. You're smarter than me. 312-981-7200. But you might not be smarter than our sports betting analyst. He used to do sports with me on Saturdays here at WGN. He's the left fielder of our softball team, Sam Panionovich. Sports analyst, betting analyst, sports analyst too, Sam Panionovich is in our studio. He's sharing with us what some of the bets are for the NFL season relative to the Bears. Some of them are his homemade prop bets, like the Bears playoff wins, the over-under you have at 1.5, which is tantalizing. I think the Bears will be in the playoffs. I think they'd win their first playoff game. That's one. The question is, do they win the conference?
Well, if you you play in the wild card game, that gives you an extra game. So you could win wild card game, divisional game, and have two wins. If you go 12-4, 13-3, you get a bye. So then you go, right, divisional, and then conference. I think they're in the NFC Championship game. I really do.
That's two.
So that'd be two wins. So I would probably go over there. But might there are a lot of people. I sent that number to a bookmaker in Las Vegas, and he laughed.
Why?
And I said, why are you laughing? He said, they're not winning the playoff game. So why not? Because the quarterback sucks. So there's this perception outside of our bubble that we live in here in the Windy City that the quarterback is no good, Mitch Trubisky. I happen to disagree. I think he got a lot better in the second half of the season. He was still learning that offense. John, it'd be like if I gave you a radio show and I expected you to be number one in 6 weeks. It's not fair because you don't, your show, you're still figuring your show out, right? It's going to take you time to figure out what you want to do and when you hit your sweet spot. He didn't have that offense under wraps. He didn't know the whole offense. He didn't know the whole playbook. Now he does.
Yeah, but how do you know that? I mean, because we haven't seen it. And he didn't play any exhibition games. And I thought the word this summer was that he wasn't really connecting on all of the new patterns and passes that they wanted him to throw. My understanding is they wanted him to try him anyway to see what his range and the limits were with him and his receivers. But you're banking on something we haven't seen yet, right?
Yes, correct. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in the offense. I'm a believer in the system. And I think he's going to put Trubisky in positions to succeed.
Okay.
One of your texters asked from the 815, you should ask your guests what some of these bets would pay out. Well, most of the bets are straight bets. So it's 110 to win 100 or 11 to win 10. But I do have at the bottom of our page, these are the actual future bets. Now, these are where things get juicy, right? These are the bet a little to win a lot, like the Bears to win the conference. If you walked into most casinos in the country right now and bet on the Bears to win the conference, the $100 bet makes you $500. If you bet the Bears to win the Super Bowl and they win the Super Bowl, $100 bet makes you $1,200 in Vegas, 15-1 in other places, depending. You always shop around. It's like when you drive down the street and look at gas. One place has $2.80, one place has $2.83. It's different at every gas station, different in every book. How about Mitchell Trubisky to win the MVP?
Ha!
They opened him up at the Westgate in Las Vegas at 200-1. 200-1. Which means he's not winning the MVP. However, the number now is 40-1. So people have bet on Trubisky like crazy in Las Vegas.
If you told me $100, I'll lose, but I'll make $1,200, the Bears to win the Super Bowl, I would lose $100 on that. I have $100 to lose to make $1,200 there.
So Trubisky to win the MVP right now.
No way.
Well, especially at the number, because everything is reflective on the price. At 200-1, okay, maybe I'm interested. At 40-1, I'm really not.
Well, really, you're not interested in $4,000?
Is it that easy?
No, I don't think he's going to win.
See, that's
it
what
all.
People think, well, though. They look at the board and they go, you know, I could really use $4,000.
Fine, but to me, since you don't think he's going to do it, if the odds were 1,000,000 to 1, I guess maybe then you put 100 down because then you make $1,000,000. But I'm not, I don't want to lose $100, and I'm going to lose $100 on that bet.
If we had $100 to take any of those six bets,
right,
win the North, win the conference, win the Super Bowl, and then the MVP bets, Trubisky, Mack, and Cohen, I would agree. My money would probably go on the Bears to win the Super Bowl,
yeah,
at about 12-1. So 100 wins, 1,200, 1,000 wins, 12,000.
Is this your futures bet, Khalil Mack, to win the MVP?
It is not, but that's something you can do in Vegas where $100 pays out at 100-1.
100-1, Khalil Mack.
Can you do that math?
Normally, defensive players don't win MVP.
Normally, they don't. $100 there wins you $10,000. Are you interested now?
He scored points for us last year, too. I mean, I know he's not an offensive player, but he really... Has a player come to a team and made more of a change outside the quarterback position than Khalil Mack made to the Bears last year?
No, nobody has. And I checked this because we talked about this yesterday. The last defensive player to win the MVP.
Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor in 1986. He was the last one. And he was a maniac in many, many ways.
Urlacher didn't win it. Buckus. Buckus may want to, but that would precede.
Two defensive players have won the award. Alan Page in 1971, Lawrence Taylor in 1986. And just comparatively speaking, you ask, all right, Trubisky's 40-1. Who's the favorite? Patrick Mahomes is 5-1, Chiefs quarterback.
Yeah.
And our buddy Tom Brady is 6-1. Those are your two favorites.
Well, I sure hope Tom Brady doesn't win it. Nice to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
We're out of time. Anything I can do for you here?
No. Turn my mic off. Love you, King.
Sports betting analyst Sam Panionovich. Friend of the show's. He plays left field for the WGN softball team. We're in the playoffs, by the way. What's the over-under on that?
Oh, we're winning the title.
Yeah. Is there a prop bet out there I can bet on us to beat the Reader or whoever you're going up against?
I think that's illegal.
Okay.